Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come to my window. Crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window. I'll be home soon.
Just took a step outside. It is a beautiful day in Kansas City. And I'm glad to be with you, and I'm glad that you're with us. As we all go through this, man, it's a weird time. Joining us on the hotline is Megan Borcher. She is a nurse with Crucial Staffing. Dana joining us from her home in South Leawood. Megan, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So, Megan, you are Director of Operations for Crucial Staffing, and you guys have responded to things like Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, that type of thing.
Yes.
Tell us what you're doing for nurse staffing right now.
Okay, so for nurse staffing, we have a couple of clients in several different states that we are activating staff for. So right now, our biggest one is in New York City. I don't want to divulge too much information, but we are sending about 1,000 registered nurses and nurse practitioners to the city of New York to help supplement their staffing. As you know, their workforce has been hit by COVID-19. Their hospitals are overflowing. They have people in beds and hallways. So we are sending them staff to help supplement those hospitals, as well as set up mobile testing sites in the various boroughs throughout New York City.
Is there any concern that sending nurses to New York City could hurt our efforts here in Kansas City?
So we are a national company, so we are not just sending local Kansas City staff. These are nurses throughout the United States, the Southwest, the Southeast, the Midwest, everywhere. And a lot of them are off assignment because of COVID-19. So a lot of OR nurses, nurses that work in sort of elective specialties that are hurting because of this. So they are stepping up big time and willing to take on, honestly, a dangerous assignment because they want to help out. They want to do the right thing.
So a couple of questions, Megan. Are some of these nurses retired? Because I've heard people are calling on retired nurses to come out of retirement to help. That's my first question. And then number two, where are they staying when they get to New York City? Are you having to set up, you know, housing and all that stuff?
Yeah, so to answer the first part of your question, for us, and I can't speak obviously for other companies, but for us, as long as they have a valid license, their license has to be valid within whatever state they are working, they are able to go. So if they haven't practiced, you know, we don't really ask those questions. As long as it's valid and they can practice in their state, we can send them. The second part of your question, as far as housing, we do provide that for them. So they don't have to really worry about anything but providing, you know, high-level care to these patients. We take care of the rest for them, all of the logistics, everything. We take care of that. And we have an amazing team out there in New York on the ground. Our IMT staff, I can't say enough about them, that, you know, they do the hard work of managing everyone, getting everyone a room, making sure everyone's happy and has their assignment. So, yeah, I want to say a huge shout out to them. Alex Render, she's our director of emergency management. She's on the ground, you know, sleeping 3 hours a night to make sure that everything is working.
Megan, how bad is the situation in New York? And second question on this, why is it so bad?
You know, that's a tough question and probably not something I should answer because I don't really have the knowledge or experience. Obviously, it's a big city, close contact, social distancing in a city like that is difficult. And there's a lot of travel in and out of New York. It's a big travel hub. So I think all of those various factors kind of contribute to that. I can say that the government there is doing a great job of trying to stop the spread, and we are doing everything that we can to assist that.
Can you tell us generally how long the nurses are expected to work? And I'm assuming traveling nurses anyway make a good salary. The pay to send someone into New York, into the epicenter of this crisis, has to be very, very good, I'm guessing.
Yes. And I don't want to get into too much details, but we do want to compensate them at a generous and, I think, fair level. They are putting themselves at risk to do this assignment, and so we want to compensate them accordingly. I think that's really all I can say.
from the text line, Megan, are you taking yes. LPNs?
So we are not for New York City. However, we are anticipating sending LPNs to other areas. So I want to encourage anyone that is a healthcare professional to follow our Facebook page, which is just Crucial Staffing. We post there regularly, and that's how we get the word out when we are activating. We post, you know, hey, call in now, and then we'll open our phone lines. So follow us on social media and apply online on our website as well. Crucialstaffing.com.
So anyone who's a nurse, really, who's on the beach right now, and I say that that's what the term we use when you've been laid off, but anyone who is a school nurse, anyone who is in an elective type of practice, so the plastic surgery yep. nurses, those nurses would all qualify to be shipped to this disaster zone, correct?
Yes, correct. So we can take any specialty, like I said, a valid license and also obviously a clean background check. We run background checks on all of our staff. So as long as you have your license, a clean background check, you're not going to be doing, you're going to be assisting the regular staff at these facilities. So it's basic level yeah. nursing. Any specialty can go. We just need the help.
Megan, you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you for joining us on the,
yes.
on the show.
Yes, and I also want to mention what the impact we have locally here in Kansas City is we have hired about 50 temp staff. Almost everyone that we've hired has been affected by COVID-19. You know, service industry workers who are laid off because their restaurants closed down. We're employing several teachers in local school districts that obviously aren't working because of this. So not only are we helping in New York City, we're also helping here locally because, you know, if they weren't working with us, they would unfortunately not have a job. So, if you are here in Kansas City and are interested in helping, you know, by taking phone calls or, you know, helping us run some of the back end stuff, message us on Facebook.
Megan.
Thank you so much, Megan. And it's crucialstaffing.com, and Crucial is spelled
yes. Crucial with a K.
With a K. Crucialstaffing with a K.com.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Megan, do appreciate your time. Thank you for it.
You are so welcome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. When we get back, let's talk about the things that you have had to change in your life, things that you would have normally scheduled, that are now not scheduled. That could be prom. That could be graduation. That could be a haircut. That could be a nail appointment, whatever, because life is now different. I will read this from, as I sit here at my home, breaking news from CNN, Trump giving update on coronavirus response as U.S. hits 900 deaths. When I woke up this morning, it was at 563. Let that sink in. When I woke up and when you woke up this morning, it was at 563. It is now at 900. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world
as
we know it.
Here on Dana and Parks, Mixed Day on Wall Street. S&P up 28 points. The NASDAQ was down. I was just watching the president. He's going back and forth with reporters. Who cares? From the text line, I am begging you to talk about anything but COVID-19. We all need a break. We are trapped at home trying to be creative and productive with all of this time. Please be a distraction to the madness. I don't know, and Texter, I'm sympathetic to what you write in. I don't know how we don't talk about it. You will get a break in a little bit. We will play the two doctors from the Mayo Clinic who did a rendition of, by the way, Dow's up 495. The two doctors from the Mayo Clinic who did a rendition of John Lennon's Imagine. It was fantastic. We played it last hour. We'll play it again this hour. We will definitely do Festivus Friday on Friday. There is no way we're not doing that, short of something I can't foresee. But I don't know how we avoid this conversation. Yeah. And it has affected everyone. And it is the new normal for all of us. And I'm confident, and I know, Dana, you are as well. I'm confident that we're all going to get through this. And, you know, there will be a time, hopefully sooner rather than later, when we all return to normal. You are making a lot of noise and hitting a microphone and then giving me the middle finger.
Yes, that was the middle finger because I don't have a microphone. There's no audio.
I can hear you.
Or is there audio?
I can hear you.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't just say a bad word.
Well, I am glad you didn't, too.
Me, too.
You're giving me a lot of weird hand signals, and you're slapping your microphone,
I'm
and
Facebooking
we can hear you.
Sam, I'm texting you. Do you know what you tend to do, Scott? And I love you like the brother I did not ever want. But it's funny, when you are talking, you tend to look at the ceiling and you look around. I don't know what you're looking at in there, but it makes me laugh and I thank you for it.
Well,
you're a stare at the ceiling talker, and I never noticed that about you before.
Okay.
The things we learn in quarantine, who knew?
I'm not a stare at the ceiling. I'm like looking around the room, but I'm literally
at
sitting.
What? You're alone.
I know. I'm sitting in my hallway between my living room and my kitchen and my laundry room, and I'm just staring away. I don't know. And then I look down at the phone because you and I are on FaceTime, and you're smacking the microphone like it's a bad child, and I don't know. And I love you like the sister I never had. But you're crazy. You're nuts. What's the one thing? Hey, by the way, let's get to the topic. What's the one thing that you want to do that you can now not do?
Um, just to be able to go out and grab coffee without feeling guilty. And I haven't done that, to be clear, because I would feel guilty. I haven't done it. I wish I could. I can't, so I don't.
You just want coffee, like Starbucks?
I just want to go get coffee or go out to dinner or do anything but what it is we're all doing. And I realize it's important that we're all making this sacrifice. And so we're doing it, and that's fine. But like sometimes I just want to get in my car and go. But where are you going to go? There is nowhere to go. And so I don't.
By the way, Kelly just texted and said, Scott, when you and I are on FaceTime, you are a stare at the ceiling kind of guy.
I mean, outside of the obvious, Scott, I miss my husband. I mean, that has just been the weirdest thing ever.
Have you not seen him at all?
I have seen him, but not really been near him.
Do you like coronavirus hug, virtual hug kind of stuff?
No, because it hasn't been, you know, I was told 14 days and I'm doing the 14 days. And so, because here's the deal. If he gets sick, I said, I am not going to be the one to take down Chris Katz. It's not mm-mm, happening. Mm-mm. I would never hear the end of it.
Mm-mm. Don't you dare take down Kansas City's anchorman. Telephone number here is 576-7798. By the way, if you're wondering for me, I want a haircut really badly. I need a haircut. I just want to go to the salon. I want to get my hair cut. And I know for at least a month, my hair is going to grow. Shut up. And my hair is
going to... You're going to look like Grizzly Adams.
My hair is going to get very curly. And because my hair is naturally curly. Yeah. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. And I can't get my hair cut for the next month, so it's going to grow out, and my hair is going to get very curly, and I'm going to look very weird in about a month.
You're
going to
look like me.
Yes, I'm going to look like Sam Stevie.
Do you know, for everyone listening, there's going to become a really weird moment, and it's really funny for some women and really devastating for other women, where your cell phone on facial recognition no longer recognizes your face. And a girlfriend of mine posted on Facebook last night, well, 10:43 p.m., that's when it happened. Facial recognition officially has no idea who I am. I haven't showered in 4 days. I'm gray. I have, you know, she's wrinkly. She doesn't have makeup on.
Dana, I'm not going to lie. I've noticed you are looking a little gray lately.
Look right here. Do you see?
Yes, I see it.
So gray. When did that happen?
Oh, that happened the time you couldn't diet.
5-7. Screw you, COVID.
576-7798. What daily thing or what normal thing are you not able to do right now? 576-7798. We'll get to the news here in just a moment. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I got my first real six string.
Wonder what a delay sounds like. Just listen to Dana sing to this song. Wall Street up 495 points today. This has been, according to CNN, the deadliest day yet in the U.S. coronavirus crisis. When we woke up this morning, we were at 563 deaths. The United States is just top 900. In one day. The U.S. Senate and the House are working out a deal. It has not been passed yet for a $2 trillion relief package. If you need to think about that, that is $2,000 billion packages. That's a lot of money. And I'm curious to hear from all of you, and Sam is trying to work with an engineer, and he's trying to answer the phones, and everything's going crazy. What are you dealing with that a month ago you would have never thought you would have to deal with? Me, for example, and this is so small school. I have no idea when I'm gonna get my hair cut again, and I know for a fact that the salon that I go to where I get my hair cut is closed. Dana, I don't know what you're dealing with. The kids are back in school. The college kids are back in school. The high school kids go back to school, I think on March 30th was the email that we got today. They go back on March 30th because the teachers are still trying to figure out how they're going to do this.
I mean, Scott, we're all trying to figure out how we're going to do this, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is the new normal. And it's interesting, you look back, you know, like at the stuff we were talking about 2 weeks ago, and you almost cannot believe how, I don't even want to say how far we've come, how low we've gone with all of the news in just 5 days. I mean, what were we talking about 2 weeks ago? And you look at some of those shows and you're like, we had no idea what was coming.
Somebody writes, Scott, looks like you're back to growing a mullet. Should have gotten your hair cut on Sunday. Okay. All right.
Bringing it back, baby.
Dude, I am going to rock that mullet when we get back to work. I swear to God, it is going to look so good. It is going to look so good.
You re-piercing the ears?
Someone suggested, Scott, when...
Am I going to re-pierce my ears?
Please do.
I might.
I'll pierce them for you.
Okay. Anyway, Sam, let us know if we have
Was that a cough?
That was a coronavirus cough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I think I have it. Sam, let us know if we have any callers. Just throw it to them as we wrap up the hour here today. But it's just mind-boggling. The way things were, to your point, Dana, 2 weeks ago, what were we talking about 2 weeks ago? Because it sure as hell wasn't coronavirus. I mean, if anything, we were talking about...
Sports,
yeah. Police officers having to live in Kansas City, Missouri. Firefighters having to live in Kansas City, Missouri. That was the big topic a couple of weeks ago. And now, and I'm sympathetic to the texter who just wrote in who said, can you talk about anything but COVID-19? I wish we could. I wish we could. But this has dominated the news. I mean, God forbid, if we all remember, there's still a presidential election going on. And there are primaries that are supposed to take place. I'm curious, you know, the Olympics, which were supposed to start in July, I believe, July 24th, have been moved to next year. And I had a million questions when they announced that they were going to postpone the Olympics. If you're on the team now, can you be grandfathered in to get to perform next year? Or could you possibly lose your position on the Olympic team if you're not...
What if you get all fat?
Exactly. And you said this the other day, Dana. We're all getting out of this either really fat or really fit. And I've been going, I must confess, every morning... We've been going over to Kelly's house. Our instructor, Lynn, who I think is just completely losing her mind, is sending out workout regimens every day, and we're doing them. We're doing them. But let me tell you this. Zoom, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with it, Zoom is going to become your new best friend. Where you can get in and do a meeting, I would not be one bit surprised if, like, fitness instructors who do large classes start doing Zoom classes here in the next few weeks. Zoom, mark my words, is going to become your new best friend.
Have you seen the video going around that says Zoom fail? Because what it is, if you've never seen the screen, if let's say you have 15 people in your quote meeting, and that can be a happy hour, but there are 15 people in the meeting, you see 15 squares with 15 faces in the squares, like the beginning of the Brady Bunch, okay? And everybody's looking around doing what they're doing, right? And there's a Zoom fail around where everyone's in the meeting and they're clearly talking about business and TPS reports and how are we going to stay on top of sales and all of this stuff. One of the women in the Zoom chat, everyone starts laughing and you look to the square where they're laughing. She has decided to take a restroom break and she thinks she put the phone down and you very clearly see her doing what we all do when we take a restroom break. And this is a very like office style setting. So like, it's not like a radio station where you sit around telling fart jokes. And so people are kind of giggling, but trying not to laugh. And the meeting leader goes, "What's so funny? Why are you all laughing?" And you look to the square and you see a woman on the toilet.
Do not take the phone here. I've gotten really familiar with Zoom over the last few days. Do not take the phone with you. Just leave it in your living room. If you have to go relieve yourself, then you go to the bathroom, do your business, drop a deuce, and come back into the room. You don't take the phone with you everywhere you go. People understand when you're on Zoom that, oh, so-and-so has just left the room. You're going to drop a deuce. We don't need to see you drop the deuce. Although that would be funny. When we get back, two doctors at the Mayo Clinic decided to do a rendition of John Lennon's Imagine. If it doesn't give you goosebumps, if it doesn't give you chills, you do not have a heart. Because we're all trying to figure out ways to deal with this situation, the staying at home, etc. These two doctors have decided that music is the key. Excuse me?
You just spent a lot of time talking about a deuce, so I thought I'd pull up some fart sound effects.
You can play those all day long, as far as I'm concerned. Can I have one more? Just one more? Please. Just one more fart. Oh, ooh, that was a wet one. 576-7798. When we get back, you'll hear from the two doctors from the Mayo Clinic who redid John Lennon's Imagine, and it will move you, I promise, here on Dana and Parks. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Let's go to Bonnie in Independence. Bonnie, good afternoon. Hello, man.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. On Glenn Beck this morning, I heard him say that ultraviolet light kills the coronavirus.
Okay.
Sunlight produces visible light and two invisible lights, I believe, or two invisible radiations. Ultraviolet is one and infrared is the other, as I recall.
Well, Bonnie, forgive me for interrupting. And I've met Glenn Beck. He's a nice guy. Glenn Beck is not a scientist. He's a talk radio host.
I know. He mentioned this in his program. He didn't talk about light at all, except he mentioned that ultraviolet light would kill the virus.
Again, I go back to my point. Glenn Beck is not a scientist.
Of course not.
So I guess I'm a little bit confused.
I don't know who all he talks to, but it's entirely possible he talks to scientists too.
I find that hard to believe, but okay. I don't, Bonnie. With all respect, Glenn Beck's word is about as good as Rush Limbaugh's word, or as my word, or as Dana's word. There is a reason that on this show we try to get a doctor on every day.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying Glenn Beck's a liar. I'm not saying that at all. I would just say be careful who you get your advice from. Glenn Beck is a very smart man. I know him, but yeah. He is a talk show host, and he has no degree. He has no scientific background. He certainly is not a doctor. And I would be very caught. And I think when we deal, and Dana, you're welcome to jump in here on this one. When we're dealing with this coronavirus, there is this want to have hope. There is this want to have a way out. And I'm always cautious when I hear a talk radio host, me, you, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, whomever, say that, you know, well, the coronavirus can't survive in ultraviolet light. I mean, you don't know S. You don't know. You're a talk radio host. Your job is to put out the information, not to pretend like you're a scientist putting out the information. Dana, we're having trouble hearing you on the radio. Doggone it. This is what happens when we go to self-quarantining. Bonnie, I love your heart. I love what you're saying. I love what you're thinking. But I would just caution you to take the advice of a radio talk show host. We are paid for our opinions. We are paid to conduct the conversation. But there is a reason why Dana and I get a doctor on this show every day. Because we don't know. And they know a lot better than we do. Sam, if you would, because I want to end the show with some good news. Two doctors at the Mayo Clinic decided music is good for the human soul. And they did a rendition of Imagine by John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Bubbles only skies. Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh. You might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope someday that you will join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Ooh. You might say that I'm a dreamer. Only one.
don't act like you didn't just get goosebumps. Do not act like you did not get goosebumps. From the text line, Scott, in years from now, will we call the people that are born in 9 months the quarantines? Come on, that's funny. That's funny. I don't know. Scott, what high school is going back on March 30th? Mill Valley is. I don't know what your kids' schools are doing, but Mill Valley is going back. We got the email overnight that they're going back on March 30th, a week from Monday. KU is already back in session. My daughter is taking online courses. And by the way, for those of you whose kids are seniors in high school right now, I can't even begin to tell you how sorry I am. Not only for you as parents, but more importantly for them as kids. Prom is gone. It's just gone. And graduation is probably gone. You know, the idea of, you know, getting together in the gymnasium, and there's, God knows, 700 people in there. And by the way, the idiots in the back corner with the foghorns, ugh. You guys are jerks. But it's gone. Let's get out of this town. It's just gone. Got a full tank of all right, we got to get out of here. The top rolled down, there's a chill. We will see you tomorrow. I don't wanna be. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, baby, he's a good American. Dana Wright. And Dana, I know that your microphone's not working right now. We will see you tomorrow. We'll get it figured out. And load up my guitar. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. In my pocket, be safe. Carry my be well. Heart. And most importantly, be good. We'll see you tomorrow. I saved enough to get underway. And baby, you can sleep while I drive. We'll go through Tucson. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.